When I was asked to make a project about a remarkable person, quite a few individuals came to mind. The world can be a scary place, sure, but there are a lot of good people out there if you care to look. But one particular person felt like a good fit for this assignment, that person being Lori Nickel. Lori is a piano teacher in Barrie, Ontario. She lives with her husband Brent and her two sons, Alex and Adam, as well as five cats. More than one of those cats comes from fostering, just one of the ways that Lori volunteers to help animals.
Okay, so I've been, I worked many years ago, probably about 15, 16 years ago at the SPCA. And when I first started there, it was to make a difference in animals' lives. Animals don't have a voice.
Lori's passion for helping animals stems back years and continues to this day through two different volunteer positions.
Now with Street Cats for about 7 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. And I started working at PetSmart.
Through Street Cats and PetSmart, Lori seeks to give loving homes to cats who need them.
So the job at PetSmart is to try and, first of all, you're matching the right cat to the right family. Mm-hmm. So if a kitten is like really rambunctious and, you know, you want a high energy family that's really going to be really active. And so if you have an older cat there that's a little bit quieter, you know, you have to really ask those questions, you know, like, what's your lifestyle like? Mm-hmm. The other part, so I really enjoy talking to the public. And it's also about educating the public. There's lots. Volunteering to me is really important because it's a way that I can give back to our community.
Even when not volunteering, Lori fosters cats in her home, though they sometimes end up staying for the long haul.
I think it was about 6 litters in total. Yeah. And Abby, our last one, she was only just over a year and she had 5 babies.
Wow.
So yeah, that was crazy. Whoa. And we had another one at the same time who had also given birth. Mm-hmm. So we actually had 10 kittens at one time. Mm-hmm. And the two moms. So, and then Abby's what we call a foster fail. So I could not give Abby up.
But Lori helps cats and kids alike, as her profession is also her other passion, teaching music to those who wish to learn.
I'm a big softy, I'll be honest. I think music is something that needs to be affordable to everybody. And one of the things when I first started is I made the decision to only to not raise my rates. So I charge $20 for a half hour lesson. And that has been the way I've been teaching in Barrie for 13 years.
She even helps provide lessons for those who may have had turbulent personal lives or are having difficulties right now.
And it really bothered me that if someone really couldn't afford to take, but they wanted to, why? And once again, it's my way I can give back. I can't financially give them, you know, $10 million to make life better. But what I can do is I can give them my time. Mm-hmm. So I usually keep that pretty quiet.
Okay. She believes that music needs to be accessible to everyone, an admirable trait to be sure. Perhaps the most admirable part of all this comes from how humble Lori is. She doesn't seek or even accept recognition.
But it's just something I do kind of, I don't look for recognition at all. Mm-hmm. I like to be in the shadows versus out in front, so.
Even the people around Lori can't help but admire her compassion. Linda Edwards, Lori's neighbor, has nothing but admiration for her friend's kindness.
I've known Lori for 19 years, first as a neighbor and next as a dear friend. Over the years, I've witnessed her kind spirit and heart in volunteering to help others less fortunate, whether it was our neighbors who didn't have a job and had a hard time scraping meals together, to the Street Cat Rescue, where she is involved with coordinating much needed resources, sometimes even in her garage. She is always going out of her way for others and is an inspiration to the people around her to strive to do more.
Lori's kindness towards people and animals alike is something to be celebrated, though perhaps with a low profile in accordance to her wishes. Either way, the world could use a lot more Lori Nickels. For Say News, I'm Spencer Legacy in Toronto.